Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you to Borgata also. You know, I found out in the commercial break, Ava Graham was the one that arranged the birthday cake. So thank you to Ava. I made sure I got
her. She is awesome that way.
She is great. Just great. But also thank you to Borgata, who, of course, were involved with Ava as well. So I do truly appreciate it. All right, phone calls in just a moment. We have three different poll questions today. So let's get to the reality of that, including Joel Embiid's explanation for what happened last night when he pulled down Mitchell Robinson, all that right now. So Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is your Corvette headquarters. Visit ArminChevy.com to see Armin's selection of new and pre-owned Corvettes. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. John, the Eagles. Which of the following cornerbacks, with them all available, would you have taken? The four choices for everyone that listened and voted: Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, and Nate Wiggins. Who do you think won the poll?
Quinyon Mitchell.
He does. Of course he does. He's an Eagle now.
Exactly. That was really
like
easy.
The bottom line is, if the Eagles picked Terrion Arnold last night, then everyone would
probably
have voted for Terrion Arnold. Yeah.
So,
Seltzer, that is how it works, right?
I would have bet everything I have that Quinyon Mitchell was going to win that poll.
Except when Jalen Reagor got picked. Right?
Yeah.
There are exceptions to the rules. All right, Quinyon Mitchell, 68%. Terrion Arnold, 23%. 7% for Cooper DeJean. And Nate Wiggins, who, by the way, Elliott said he thought they should have taken Nate Wiggins. Nate Wiggins
doesn't want to tackle anybody.
2%, yeah.
He also did go ahead of DeJean, for what it's worth. Wiggins went 30th to the Ravens.
So. And DeJean's still available.
Still on the board, yeah.
Yeah, he's considered Mel Kiper's number one guy available right now, you know, remaining. All right, second poll question.
Would you trade up and get him?
Well, probably not, because I think, you know, especially with the Colts player now, you're probably pretty good at corner. You're good enough. I mean, I could see them maybe at some point taking another corner, but you're...
Cooper DeJean is a guy who's... a special teams maven also.
But
He's a guy who can play safety as well as cornerback.
Well, that's different if he's a starting safety.
Right.
You know my thing.
He's a guy who can play every position in the defensive secondary.
Look,
He's a return guy. He's a safety. He's a strong safety and a free safety and a cornerback and a slot. He's everything.
Well, then maybe you do, because I don't want Reed Blankenship starting.
Yeah. It's an option.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I like that option. I also like the option of this Edgerrin Cooper guy from Texas A&M, who is high on everyone's list. Some people thought he would go in the first round. An inside linebacker, off-ball inside linebacker, who can be a rush specialist. Pass rush specialist, who can also be off the ball. A little bit of both.
Now, to be clear,
crazy athlete.
With the Eagles picking 50 and 53.
You'd have to trade up for him, most likely.
Oh, yeah, because 50 is, what, the 18th pick in the second round, something like that, 17th
pick? Starts at 33, so yeah.
So, you know, you got to come up quite a bit here if someone's going to go
but
in the
there were
next
people who thought
picks.
That he would go in the first.
No,
there
no
were
doubt.
People who
no
thought
doubt.
That Cooper DeGene, that DeGene would go in the first also.
Look, I remember when the Eagles got Bobby Taylor in the second round. He was totally supposed to go in the first round.
Bobby Taylor was a first-round player.
Absolutely.
Me, man.
Absolutely. All
having
right.
had to play against him, he hit like a linebacker. He played cornerback. He hit like a linebacker.
Yeah, he was a great
really,
player.
Really strong.
We got to get him on the show again. Good guy. I didn't know him until the last couple of years. Really nice guy. All right, and we've had him on the show a couple times. All right, next poll question. Who wins the series? Sixers or Knicks? Where do you think this one came in, John?
Ooh.
Real quick, Seltzer, what was the poll result the last time we did this after game
Knicks, I believe it was 66% Knicks, I think.
Yeah,
I'm almost positive.
It was something like that, yeah. All right, John, so the Sixers have won a game. How much does it flip the result?
59% Sixers.
61. Man, you're good.
So right, good.
Third poll question. Now, before we get to the result of Joel and Mitchell Robinson and whether he should have been ejected, let's listen to Joel's explanation of it after the game last night. Pretty thorough explanation from Joel on that moment and, you know, what he was thinking.
You know, obviously, Mitchell Robinson jumping and, you know, trying to make sure he doesn't land on me because obviously we know the history that I have with, you know, Kuminga landing on my knee. So I kind of had some flashbacks, you know, when he came down to it. It's unfortunate. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just, you know, in those situations, I gotta protect myself because I've been in way too many situations where, you know, I'm always a recipient of, you know, the bad end of it. So, yeah, it was unfortunate. But physical game, they want to bring their physicality. We can be physical too, and we are. So, I mean, it goes both ways. I get bummed all over the place, you know, I just keep playing. And, you know, I'm not going to take it.
All right. Well, look, I like Joel sticking up for himself. He's got to be careful here because he definitely could have gotten tossed and I think was not because of how game two ended. And the playoff reality obviously makes it a greater consideration whether to toss him. If that's a regular season game, he's tossed. So here's the poll question. Do you think Joel Embiid should have been ejected for pulling Mitchell Robinson down while Joel was lying on the floor? Yes or no? John, how do you think people reacted to this one?
68% say yes.
68% say no.
Oh, wow.
I will tell you, I am struck by 32% of people saying yes. Because
it was flagrant. The question is it a flagrant foul? Yes, absolutely. He's tackling
the guy. It was a flagrant
one. He's on
one.
The ground,
right.
Tackling a dude around his leg.
Well, they
pulling
call
him
it
to the ground.
The phrase I believe is unnecessary and excessive. It was both.
Yeah,
I mean it was dangerous. So all right, well those are your poll results. By the way, Seltzer, I'm going to throw you the human grenade. Because you can make national news right now if you answer the question a certain way.
Oh, that, good. I'm
that's
sure.
That's why I'm not going to answer it. I'm just going to ask you.
Cool.
James Seltzer, are you rooting for Mitchell Robinson to be injured enough that he's not able to play in Game 4 and maybe beyond?
No.
Yeah, right. No national news, mate.
Yeah.
Why are you?
Yeah.
I mean, you can be okay rooting for it.
I'm intrigued by the concept.
Yeah, rooting for it is
unbelievable.
So no one can quote me nationally, paint me in a corner as a bad guy if I say, quote, I'm intrigued by the concept.
Should get into the idea.
All right, let's go to Kevin in South Philadelphia. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
What's up, Kev?
Not too much. I'm really excited about the pick last night. Like you guys have all touched on, you know, not having to move around, being able to save those other picks at 50 and 53. And from what everybody's saying, this kid's the real deal. The only question, and the only thing I didn't hear, can he tackle? Like, will he come up and do a little run support?
Yes, strong. He's a strong in every sense of the word. The way that he plays is strong, and he will tackle. And the fact that he's a cornerback who's got something to prove, I think that will ensure that he'll have a little more effort in the tackling department. I truly believe that. He's not a prima donna type cornerback. He's a cornerback who went to Toledo, and he's going to have to prove forever, whether it's fair or not, that he's that elite next-level guy because people will look at the small school thing.
Yeah, the one thing I love is that he's a very humble man, and you can tell he's got that rage. I'm like, you know what? This is what we need. This is what we need. We need that level of anger. It's like Rios. Like, when he comes on, he starts going crazy. Actually, I had my girl listen to him the other day. She was laughing. She's like, man, he's intense. I'm like, love it. Love
Who comes on and goes crazy?
Rios.
Rios, yeah.
Oh, when,
like,
Rios.
Oh, I thought you said Rhea.
I know. I was like, what?
I'm looking at Rios like,
from
wow.
Philly, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Watch out so for Rhea.
That makes a lot more sense.
Well, how about when Turnbull was all frustrated? You know, in the dugout, Turnbull's freaking out the other day. All right, let's get to Malik in West Philadelphia. Hi, Malik.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hi, Malik.
So listen, I got two things. Number one, good pick on the Eagles. Great pick. I love that they went defense. But my big thing is the Sixers game. I was there last night. Joel out of pocket because it wasn't that the ball was about to fall on him. He was frustrated.
100%.
They was fouling us the whole beginning of the game. They wasn't calling it. They rolled up on Tyrese when he fell on the floor. They didn't call it. I was right there. Joel pulled that ball down. He out of pocket. Was it a rejectable? Should he been thrown out? Yes. But because they was letting him play, there's no reason for them to have thrown him out. And his reason, he's not supposed to tell him I was frustrated, so I did it on purpose. That's right. Yeah. He said what he's supposed to say. Yeah,
I'll tell you this, Malik, they could still suspend him. I don't think they will,
right.
But they could. And his explanation does matter, and I appreciate
right.
that he's basically claiming self-defense.
Right.
He's like,
right.
I don't want the guy to fall on me. Self-defense.
Did you buy his answer?
Oh, man.
It was well thought out, but I didn't buy it for a second.
One more thing, right? Up to the fans, I want to say something. We getting soft in Philly. First of all, it shouldn't have been no New York fan in the hallway after the game sitting chilling around. I walked through on my way out. I probably screamed at 100 New York fans, get out my building. The turnpike is that way. And they was just
man, chilling,
smiling. Yeah, I did it to about 100 fans. They know that they probably know who I am, the crazy bearded guy. Yeah. But, yeah, they knew
Malik, just so you know, for future reference, while I appreciate your effort, the proper thing to do is what Tupac did. It's just F all y'all, all right? That's okay. All right, my man. All right, Malik, good call. Let's get to today's. That's a little aggressive, but it's a good song. All right, let's get to the Got a Door and Window Win of the Weekend as we look ahead to the weekend up ahead. You can receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GOTTA. You can also visit GoGotta.com. Well, look. There's a lot happening this weekend. You guys know the deal. You got the Sixers game 4. You've got the Phillies with a new series. You've got day 2 and 3 of the NFL draft, both from an Eagles standpoint and all the other teams in the NFL. Plus, you have the NHL playoffs and the NBA playoffs. And this, by the way, is before, you know, next weekend is when the Kentucky Derby happens and you start getting into the summerish mode of the horse races and more golf stuff and all the, you know, tennis, all that. But this is a bonanza for the 4 sports this weekend, the 4 main sports in America. And I'll tell you one thing I'll keep my eye on. LeBron James, who lost last night. And
that
it
was
is
ugly.
It is possible, unlikely, but possible that this weekend could be LeBron James' final game in the NBA.
Oh,
you think?
Unlikely.
Possible.
I think it's more likely it's his final game in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Real possibility.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying they're getting.
I don't
think
he's stopping.
I don't think he's stopping either. But just anytime one of the all-time greats, theoretically,
sure,
could be entering his last game. It's worth noting.
Yes, I agree with that.
I'll tell you one thing: he'd be a hell of a replacement for Tobias Harris.
You can say that again,
guys.
Buddy.
It could happen. Now he's got to want to be here, and it's not about being out in L.A. and making movies or whatever that whole freaking thing was about.
Do you think he could work well with Joel Embiid?
Yes,
he could work with anybody.
I don't think that they wouldn't.
I mean, listen, he really is exactly what they're missing.
Wow.
I'm not kidding, guys.
You're right.
They have the cap space. And remember, that was also part of the theory of why they didn't trade Tobias Harris.
But
which just
remember, that means we have to play Bronny too, doesn't it?
Mm.
Well,
we have to include Bronny in the plans
he's
somehow.
He's publicly eschewed that is as much the motivation as it previously was. But who knows? Look, here's the deal.
Well, if winning a championship is the motivation, this is a great place
it is
for
a great
him
place.
To realize that goal.
Yeah. And
it
for what
really
it's worth,
is possible.
And the draft happens before free agency. The June draft, he'll know where Bronny is. And then July 1st, when he's a free agent, he can go there
no matter what team it's at, right? I mean, team's got to have some cap space if he wants big money. Maybe he doesn't take big money. I don't know. Or maybe he's, I want to go win a title and go play with Joel and Maxey. I mean, it really would be a good fit. Let's just not lose sight of that. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead in 1 minute's time. Time's yours, which should be quite a time's yours after everything that happened last night. That reaction in 1 minute. Let me tell you about the family and company jewelers Viraggio Bridal Show, because it is upon us. Right now through April 27th. So today and tomorrow. It started yesterday, but also going on today and tomorrow. At Family and Company Jewelers, you can view brand new inventory and styles not yet previously available to the public. Save hundreds, possibly even thousands, on the ring of her dreams. Head to Family and Company Jewelers. Their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. It is something you got to see to believe. It is an extravaganza of jewelry. And, by the way, they know what you want. You want to get something great. You want to get it, obviously, at a reasonable price that works for you. And you want a helping hand in the buying process. They will provide all of that and more. Junior, Ian, the whole team, awesome crew. Get yourself there. Family and Company Jewelers going on through tomorrow. The Viraggio Bridal Show for all the great stuff. Book your appointment today at familyjewelers.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Holy Toledo. Great pick, Howie. Great job. Time's Yours.
Where did that one come from? I thought of it earlier.
Is that a Batman Robin reference?
I think it is. That sounds right.
That's a good call, if that's true. Good call.
Any season ticket holder for the Philadelphia 76ers should hide your head in the sand and be ashamed. You know New York fans are going to buy those tickets. It sounded like a home game. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Sell the tickets to Philly fans.
You know what? I got to tell you something, my man. I don't think you can blast season ticket holders if you yourself, as a non-season ticket holder, didn't choose to buy a ticket instead of a Knicks fan. I mean that. Like, it's easy to go there, meaning make that criticism, but if you don't step up and buy it yourself, I mean, John, am I wrong or am I right about that?
It seems sort of hollow and two-faced if you're going to criticize and you're not going to take the time or effort, make the effort to do and go yourself.
That's what I think. I really do.
I don't think Micah Parsons is utterly disgusted because of how lucky the Eagles get in the draft. I think he's utterly disgusted because the Eagles drafted someone for Dak to throw to before Dallas did.
Oh, buddy!
That's good.
Good thing Kelly Oubre can drive the lane, because he is not good in a car or on a bike.
Yeah, what was that story, Rhea? So,
TMZ reported at 1:45 Tuesday after their Game 2 loss. around 16th, somewhere downtown. His Lamborghini, his beloved purple Lamborghini, which he's been photographed with many times, went through a red light, hit somebody else. There were luckily no injuries.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There you go. There you go, Joel Embiid. That's what I'm talking about. Now you only have to do it 15 more times.
So true. Keep it going.
Do laundry on Wednesdays. You'll never have unclean underwear, my man. Happy birthday and go Birds.
Well, there's a different strategy, and I use it, which is have about 30 pairs of boxers.
How did you let it get to every pair is dirty?
You can do the math.
30 pairs, roughly.
It's been a month since you've done laundry. 25 to 30. It's been a long time.
That's pathetic.
So I got to up my number to 50.
Yeah. No, you don't.
That's your solution here.
I don't have enough space in my
tiny
apartment. I have no space. So I do.
Where is all your dirty laundry?
It's now in the hallway. It's right by my door. It's my signal to myself, like, Joe, when you get home, do your laundry.
Why don't you write it in your book?
Good point, Rhea.
Do you think it wasn't written in the book?
It was
earlier this week, and I pushed it down the river. All right, with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Mr. Seltzer, I know you and Fritzy got a big old high hopes event happening coming up. Tell us what's on.
That's
tap.
Right. Coming out tomorrow night. We'll be there at 7:30 at the Green Parrot in Newtown. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to watch the Phillies Padres. I'm going to be giving out some Phillies trivia. Can win all kinds of Miller Lite prizes, Phillies prizes. Three winners will win tickets to go to a Phillies game. $3.50 Miller Lite pints. It's going to be an awesome time. First High Hopes watch party of the year. All thanks to Miller Lite. Miller Lite's for Phil's win. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, four final questions here before we finalize the show. John, first, final crack at it for everyone listening if they missed you earlier on the pick. Quinyon Mitchell, you're a big fan of this pick, correct?
Yes, he was the top cornerback by most people's estimations. I absolutely thought he would be gone in the top 10, and he wasn't. Voila, we got a great deal at a great value.
All right, James Seltzer, you get the Phillies question. Phillies this weekend, what's going to happen? A couple more games here.
Man, I want to say two of three, but it's the West Coast. I just feel like they always struggle on the West Coast, so I'm hoping for two of three, but if I have to be honest, I'll say they win one of three.
All right, Rhea, as an MB doubter from the past, and there's been great reason to doubt, what we saw from him last night, not necessarily 50, because that's not going to happen every game, but him being able to sustain to the end of a game, in your opinion, will he be able to sustain that the rest of the series?
He'll do it on Sunday, but not all of them.
All right, and Devin, final crack at it. Sixers next. Who wins the series?
Sixers in seven.
That would be exciting.
Yeah. Finally, man. I mean, it feels different. We saw it from Embiid. We heard it from Embiid. Sixers and seven.
Well, let's not lose sight of the fact that the clock is still ticking. You know, they got to continue to keep the pedal to the metal. But last night was a step in the right direction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.